So, one page seven. Amdine chalitza satvilin abay gimel siyifin. Chayiv adam lemashmesh betvilin b'chol shah. Mechaber says a person is mechuyiv to touch his tefillin every moment. Why? Shalei yasiach daita mehem. Because you shouldn't be mesiach das. Now let's try to understand this. What's the pshat in this? Zokta mishabrus of cotton olive b'chol shah. Pish b'chol shah shenitzke behem chayiv lemashmesh. Anytime you remember, you should touch it. The day came, this guy lam tade, through that you're going to remember it. What does this mean? You should touch your tefillin always. Why? Because you should always remember it. But when I'm forgetting, I'm forgetting.
No, if you make a habit to touch it by certain places and davening, so you'll have it in mind and you're going to do it.
Both. So we'll see the mechaber. So again, the Mishabu is explaining to us that you should be touching it kol shah. Why? Anytime you remember it, because I did that niska alem tada b'la yavle de'as chadas. But I'm only doing it when I remember it. So how do I remember when I don't remember?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. That's one question. True. But
let me explain it.
Oh yeah, you think that would explain why?
Yeah, because remembering it to touch it is different than a full fledged hesachadas. Meaning you remember to touch,
so
you're just touching it.
And
once you touch it,
so
now you're
thinking. Oh,
that's
what I meant? He's touching you up.
I need
it. Okay. Okay. So you hear the way they're touching it? Touching it is a habit. Touching it's more of a habit. It's not really that you remembered it yet. But it's a habit. But once you do the habit, then you'll remember. Huh? No, because I'm doing it out of habit. I just look, move a hand like this. And once I do that, then I'll remember.
So you remember the intervals also? So in between each time you touch it, you're staying with your mind on
the tefillin. But at least you remind yourself more than... So that could be one pshat. Or the pshat is like this, that if you... Let's say you remember every 5 minutes about your tefillin. Right? So without touching it, you remember it once in 5 minutes. Now that you touch it, you're going to remember more. You're going to remember longer. Not the way you're saying it. If you don't remember, so it's subconscious, you remember every 5 minutes. But now that you touch it, you're going to have more of a remembrance. Huh? That's what you were saying?
No.
Not
going
to get in the
bath. Huh?
Not going to get in the
bath. Why do you think so? You saw the bath? That's where Talmud Chacham. There is such a mashmaus there. What? The tzuris. No. You touch the tefillin backs, and that's why they gave us times through davening to touch it like this. It's automatic that we remind ourselves. When do you touch it during davening? Yeah, true. When else? B'seh chesedecha. By the bracha right after bachu. Right. Touching it automatically gives you rest. That's why we keep on touching it.
So it's not a kind of a Shabbos, you do check in.
No, I forget. We're saying it's a habit.
I think that shows that's...
No, what's supposed to happen afterwards is I'm supposed to remember.
So,
no, I'm saying in the first way the Rav said...
But now when you touch it, it keeps it longer with us.
Right, so there's nothing... No, once I touch it, now it keeps my memory, my das
you're
going.
It's trying to say you're doing it on Shabbos. The whole thing is
not really because I have a habit.
And then I throw it out of mind.
It's a habit that becomes.
Then you push it away.
It's like someone who smokes all the time and has a habit. It's not Shabbos, he doesn't realize what he's doing.
That's what we said. So we said. So we said two malachim. No, we can't go ahead and what did we just do? So we're giving you eitzes how to remember it more. So if you touch it, it reminds you did an act of pa'ula, and that's going to remind you to remember. Well, you have to remember. Well, obviously it's not going to be ma'akev, but like this, it wakes you up and okay, a positive memory. It's like what did we just do? Not do anything like, because we can't do that much. Like this, we get you chach those times to. Have a remembrance. Well, that's the shaka side. That's the machlokes. If you need.
What the next mishmaru said that it's not supposed to be during davening though. what you see.
Yeah. What's tefillah? What is tefillah? Nishman Esrei.
Oh, Nishman Esrei.
What? A heavy shal rosh. Okay, maybe if I flee. Yeah. So that's one reason why you touch it. And another reason is you should fix because it keeps on moving. The sharesh for sure. The sharesh, not as much, I don't think. But the sharesh keeps on moving.
It means to tighten it. Doesn't mean
should it move from its place?
Yeah, you should tighten it. I mean, feel it.
Keeps on moving.
But you, it doesn't keep on moving? You don't check hard enough.
You make it tight, it doesn't move. If I can't, if you're
going to
play with it, it's
going to
move.
I think it does move. I mean,
depends on every person, not like how it's placed.
The hair and how the place is.
How the bone in the back protrudes.
Right. How do you know yours doesn't move? You mean you feel it?
I don't know.
No, no, no. If you're feeling it, you would know. When you feel it, you
don't feel mine's moving.
You don't feel it. I feel my, because I have a small one, because I have it on top of the bone.
Right, because rub makes it.
If you have
tighter.
A small one, Avi, if you have a small one, you'll see it move.
Well, the rub means box. If the ritus are tighter.
If the ritus are smaller, it keeps on moving.
A smaller circle.
So maybe
mine is
a small one.
Well, no, I'm not saying that's small enough, but like upon him, if what we spoke about yesterday, if your thing, you felt that it goes on top of the bone? On top of the hole?
I think it was the top.
I'm saying, so if you have a line on top of the bone and it's taka beneath your headline, your hairline, then yeah, it moves. Okay, right. No, I wouldn't, because that's a toy, and if it moves a lot, you might not be yotze.
Oh,
you feel like that also, right? Why? Because yours is on top of the hole. My moves a lot also. I might say I'm not giving it up yet, but maybe.
It could be you have a different shape up, but I have some other people.
Okay. Yeah, you're making me feel very good. Yeah, no. If it's square. Okay. Fine. Okay. Shaloya Sir has to be on top of the hole, not on top of the bone. On top of the hole. How many holes do you have in your head?
Isn't it the same thing?
The black bone back here.
No. Right below the bone. There's a shtickle indentation.
Right, indentation. So
you mean to be above the bone?
Above the bone?
Above the hole.
Which means on the bone.
On the bone.
There's a slight indentation right before the part that juts out. It goes in the
core.
At least it feels like it's going in.
Yeah, but I don't think that's
going in. Under the bone, right? Under the bone.
Under the bone.
So
on top of the hole. That's the bone. That's not. That's not a. Okay. Shall I
look at the picture?
It's not going to help him that much. This picture. Shall I yisir daite? Ubeisa tvi'lo ein tzarich lemashvish behem. B'shashman esu, you don't have to touch it. Okay. Zokte mechaber weiter. Vi mashmish b'shal yad chila. Very interesting halacha. What should you touch first? Zokte mechaber, you should first touch your hand. The tefillin shal yad. Why? Because zokte mechaber yosef katan gimel da shal yad smucha loy lemashmishay ve'im avin ala mitzvahs. You're closer to the shal yad. So mele im avin ala mitzvahs. Very interesting thing. Ve'im avin ala mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah. It's an Indian. It's why? Because le'sich da'itei, le'yazim kaima. But he's telling you, no, that's a mitzvah, and therefore make sure you touch your shalyad first.
It's not
covered
to pass it.
That's emavim mitzvahs. You're not really passing it, you go like this. Okay. Tchila. Zok t'mechaba v'atim. Yimashu shalyad tchila, k'shiyom ekshat mo'es ha'yidecha, yimashu shalyad, k'shiyom ev'ayot ha'viz b'ninecha, yimashu shalyash. Zakte Meshabuus have gotten down at Chila, Vakach Meshal Yosh. First, you do the Shayad and Shayosh, Vim Beis, Mishmash Shayosh, Metsuush, and Ishmael Mkaima. If while you're touching Shayosh, you realize that it moved from its place, then either like Oz, Shayad Gamke, and Ishmael Mkaima, then you realize Shayad also moved from its place, Tzach, Lachzil, Shayad Chila, and Mkaima. First, put back the Shayad. Mikok Shatim, Oysaydech, Avadotov, Isbeninech, Kanab, Simim Chafei, Sivav. So if they both moved out of its place, it's telling you first move the shalyad back to its place.
Yeah, but it's, but what's surprising is he says you touch the shalyad, you realize the move, so you go to the shalyad. If you're leaving the mitzvah of that.
That's by you. Right. Yeah. Good. My argument. Yeah. Okay. So that is this Indian of a mashmish betvilim. So really, I mean, like atchil, you should be touching it as much as you can, right? Chayv on the bechol shah. And the Mishabur says, as long as you remember. So whenever you remember your tefillin, you should be touching it. Okay, Chazal gave us some times, not Chazal, Svarim HaKadoshim, gave us times when there's a nyanim to touch it. Okay, Siv Beis. Tefillin shal reish chaylitz tchila. First you take off the tefillin shal reish, Mishun Nechsiv ha'ayil tatavis ben enecha. We dashen, the Gemara dashens, chal zman shabein enecha yiyu shtayim. As long as it's between your eyes, you should have two tefillins on you. So as long as it's your eyes, you should have two, which means whenever there's a tefillin shalyad, you have to have a shalyad along with it. If there's no shalyad, then you're missing the shalyad. So the shalyad always has to have a shalyad. So therefore, we take off the shalyad first. Sometimes if you're middle schmoozing or something, whatever, you masich das, you forget, and you stop pulling off the shalyad, that means even if you take off the ratuas, stop and then take off the shalyad.
So had we learned yesterday that if somebody can't put until on his hand, he should put only on his head?
Well, yeah, it's not my akiv. We're just telling you that it's Indian to go ahead and do it. Zok de Mishabur Sifkot Nehe. Chaylitz, Tvila, Acha, Shamesa, Gimel, Krichas, Ma'etzba. You have to take off first the three Krichas from your finger. Now, it doesn't say from your hand. Some people mistake, they think that they put it over here. That doesn't have to be done. It's just from your finger. The three etzbayas from your finger, that's what has to be taken off. I think most people, then you tie it around your hand. Why is this? Why should you take it off? Why are you taking it off? Well, it's covered, because you're not using the etzuas to go ahead. This is the finger that you're using. That's why Bahag Bosa, it's not chiv to take it off. It's just covered. You shouldn't be using with the...
I think it's easier, let's say you have to pick up the sefer Torah. So it's hard to do if you
figure
it's more than practical.
Right, you know what I'm saying? It's a din. It's not just practical.
So we should do it? Or
you should take it off before you do Hagba, before you take it to Tzilin Shoresh.
Glila?
Oh, Glila, yeah. Probably
so Glila. Hagba, you should really
Glila normally you give to Bachman. No.
So Hagba, you should also take off what's on your palm. Right, you should have everything on your wrist.
It's not really using it so much because you, no, there are people that do that. You could, but you're not really using it so much. What? Yeah, glue also. You should take it off your fingers. Mu'omid, no, zok the mechaber weiter. Tzarech lach leitz tefillin shal reish mu'omid. You have to take off the tefillin shal reish while you're standing. V'niach v'tik shal reish, put it in the backs of shal reish. V'olav shalyad, kidei shiyav elanicham, yivkim shiyad chidah. We'll see what that means. But again, so he's saying first you have to take off the tefillin shalyash when you're standing. Zakir Hashi, mu'omid, hu adin asara sakricha shal ha'etzba. He says, even the kricha shal ha'etzba, you should also take it off while you're standing. This you think, what's the big deal? Who cares about this? No. Take it off while you're standing. Ulmanagen shabanichin shalyad, gam ke mu'omid. So, you have to take off the shayad also while you're standing. Just like you put it on, that's how you have to take it off. That means the Muhammad just writes shayash. So he's telling you, who adin, the shayad, should also be taken off Muhammad. One second. Svadim do not do this, right? Svadim, how do they take off the tefillin shayad? The shalreish they take off standing, and the shayad sitting. Shalreish they do like the mechaba, but the mechaba doesn't write about shayad. The shabu is the one telling the shayad. So bnei Ashkenaz takes off the shayad and the shalreish standing, but bnei Svad take off the shayad sitting. Yesh mecham shaynagin lachlis atvilin shalreish biyad smol shabiyad ka. The achachamim that would take off the shalreish with the left hand laharish a kasha olav chalitzasan. It's hard for me to take off. Okay? So you know that? You take off your tefillin shalyash with your left hand? You do? Oh yeah? Okay. No, you take it off. Oh, Mark's the left heel. Okay, fine.
No, but when I was learning it before, it didn't say that any sort of distinguish
V'emuyite yad shekamal achta b'smada chaltzim b'mina k'day shalach shalalatzim sachalitzim b'mehiris. You should not take it off quickly. Okay? So you're supposed to take it off always with your weaker hand. That's how you're supposed to take off the shoresh. Okay. Zok te mechabe vayte v'yeniach b'tik shoresh.
The dish brings down that you always do with the left hand.
Okay. V'yeniach b'tik shoresh v'olav shal yad.
We should just say it otherwise, no?
Yeah. V'yeniach b'tik shoresh. V'olav shayad. First, put in the tick in the bag, the shalyash, and on top of it, the shalyad. Which means they had a narrow bag. It wasn't like ours that we had put it to on the side. They had this narrow bag. So you put on the bottom, you put
side by side.
Right, one was on top of each other. So you put on the bottom the shalyash, and on top of it, the shalyad. Zakti mishabur, v'olav shalyad. You have a long tick bag. Better to do like we do. The tefillin should be one on the side of each other. When the mechaber writes that you should put the shalyad on the shalyash, what do? We just put the shalyad a little bit above, a little bit in front of. But it doesn't mean on top of it.
Where's it from?
It
meaning right and left.
Right and left, but it means a little higher up.
How do you do that?
Not
sure? How do you control that in a bag?
I just put one to the right, one to the left.
That's right.
No, one second. In the skinny narrow bag, then he means on top. He means
yeah, it means
in
literally
front.
On top. It means literally.
In the front, not on top. When it's standing, it's on top.
I put my film bag on the sides of that, so that when I open up the zipper, I have the first one to feel like, again, it's the shalyad. That's where you put it on.
Okay. But he's telling you that you should have the tefillin shalyad a little bit in front of the tefillin shalyash. So the other thing is not shaykh. No, he's mashma that you should keep it that way because you want to. If it's a little bit tighter, and one could go, I mean, that's called on top. If, let's say it's room for 1 3/4. That's regular on top.
You almost need to put something behind it.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
The ritzu is lamaisa turn out to be larger, so it pushes out in front.
But it depends how you.
If you tie it on one side.
You tie it on one side, yeah.
You have to read the side. You have to read the side. You do a kamfayana, and your kamfayana is two, not one.
It's still what?
You have to do that.
Kanfiyana? You didn't know Rabbi Mazel's Kanfiyana, so.
But Rabbi, are you talking about bottom?
Yeah, the bottom. That's what he's saying. So once that's okay, also. Okay. Well, we say for Shochan Shalom, because of the type, she had tefillin shayad b'tzad yamin shal atik. Gam ke mitam zeh. The tefillin shayad should be on the right side of the bag. Yishnei gelasa shnei kisen. Echel shayad v'echel shayad. Some people make two packets. One shayad, gam b'shnei kisim, yes, it's type, sheyidah litin ha-kis shayad, sheyidah litin ha-kis shayad, tzas l'mayla. Kedei sheyivke b'hem t'chila v'leya v'el mitzvahs. Tadas ha-taz l'el b'sim v'chafei d'aydei kis, shayach ma v'el mitzvah. Even through a bag, we said earlier, and we said not only that, even through rooms. If one the first room you're passing is a shayad, we were talking about talis and tefillin, but it was the tefillin, then the next room, you're getting to your talis, you're being ma v'el mitzvahs. What?
Always keep it on the left side.
Yeah, yeah. See, because that's how you're opening it. That's how you're used to getting it. And still you keep it on your left side?
It opens right. It opens to
left, right. Oh, so that's why you're keeping it over there. Because
left.
You're normally opening a zipper completely.
Yeah. What's that? First mock, when you open
your
zipper,
lefty?
You
why is it? Oh, you're on your right side.
Yeah,
no,
mine opens left to right, so I put the shell guard on the left. Zipper's
left to right.
Left, right,
then just side. Right, so that's what we said. Problem, yes. That's why I said to open it halfway. Right. Yes. But if you're not used to it, it's not going to switch. If that's what you got used to. You're doing like him? And your zipper opens like him? Every zipper opens like that?
No, mine sure? Opens left. Mine opens right to left.
No.
My tefillin bag.
Your tefillin bag is the same style as this? No, it's old stuff.
The Rav doesn't know.
I think Moshe should wear the middle and be the
Yeah, okay, there's no assume here, I'm saying, but
the Rav is very into it, Lamaise.
I know, I try to be into it, but... No, sir, you have the old Tzchaya.
Well, so this is the Shereis and the Shereya.
Like, Mamashakim. Mm-hmm.
Right to left.
You're
not supposed to do this?
Right to left. So you're passing...
No, the zipper is not like it.
Right.
So you're the opposite. My goes the opposite.
I think mine's also
so you
like
pass
that.
Over the Shereish to get to the Shayat. Oh, but when you finish, as soon as you open it up, that's proper,
the
you're there.
So, but you're really being maver. So you're telling me that you're not being maver because you're still opening the zipper. That's what you're telling me. But that lechayo would be called maver.
So get a new bag or switch it around?
No. What?
You already have a habit. You're going to do the
I know you're going to lose. You're going to... Again, there's nothing wrong.
Growing up, I think a half an hour is away. It's a lot bigger.
I don't remember. I think I try not to open up my whole bag. I open half the zipper and then I stick my hand in.
It's a big mess.
No. Mosh, what, you have tefillin still? You found the tefillin there? Still, he's saying there's an Indian. Right, you're right. When you're heading, when you're traveling towards that.
Why is the Peshuri saying exactly the opposite of what we do? Why do we all put the Shavarish on the right and Shaya on the left side?
Because our zippers...
That's why we're not listening to Peshuri because of a zipper? Why don't we change our zippers?
Yeah, I understand, but that's how we used to. You're right. I'm just saying.
No, I'm saying the whole velt has come out. I think everybody does that, no?
You have a different zipper. Your zipper
right, but my Shavarish on the right and Shayad's on the left side. That everybody does. That's what people stick with. Nobody's busy buying different talus bags. We're focusing on the...
Everyone is keeping the Shavarish on the right side?
I think so. Mr. Bruce says exactly the opposite.
Doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't. Your Shayad's on the right side?
Yes.
And where's the zipper?
My zipper goes left to
right. So we should all be like...
So you're good, and you don't open the whole thing. Oh, you forget, you have to open the whole thing. And you open the whole thing, and you get there right there. Wow.
Yeah, but he's passing the Shereish.
Yeah, no, but you could say that while he's opening the zipper.
Yeah, but we said that. So they could say the same thing. Well,
since you started opening it off and place the shayah, that's called first.
I know, but this is a way to be mechel. So he's good. The best would be if your zipper is like mush. That you can't do. That goes with the start. You have a zip on both sides, Mustafa, no?
Here's just the bag, it's just over the power.
It's still on the left. Because of the zipper, that's not a problem. I
have to see what I have. But you have like the suitcase. You have like the suitcase, the two zippers.
Well, what's he saying over here? Does that mean that he's saying that the passing over through opening the zipper doesn't count?
I don't know, I didn't see it.
12.
Since you
passed over the
Tzayav
and you started opening it up,
then
you're called that Tzayav first.
Yeah, he's saying if the Tzayav, he's saying the Tzayav's supposed to be on the right side, and let's say you open from right to left, right. And that's not called passing.
Right, so passing over...
With the zipper is not considered passing.
Passing over the zipper is not considered passing.
Right, it's fakat, exactly. Yeah, okay, fine.
We should be switching it to be like...
So most of us are doing the opposite of what the Mishabura says.
Yeah, most of us are doing the opposite, but that's what you got used to. You're not talking about a chiyuv.
Right, but why? Why are we taught that way?
Someone taught you inside the Yisrael bag?
I would imagine so.
Yeah, no, not with me. I was just told to do everything the opposite way and bring it back. So then the first thing I pull out, because I go up and left and right. That's why I did it, though.
Because what? That's what I told you?
Yeah. What's that? It was interesting when they had the skinny bag. They put the shayat on top of the
right.
Yeah. Which is a problem.
That's why my tefillin are sideways in the bag. So my shell yad is here, my shell rich is here. How could that be? Your tefillin's not, the bag is not big enough? No. My tefillin, I couldn't sideways.
Why do you do that for? No, but you're not supposed to. We'll see.
It's not doing everything. Okay, fine. Making us look bad. Okay, so let's see over here. There's no makar to the other way around.
We all do it.
No, so the makar is mustama. That I'm just trying to think. That's the way you reach. For some reason, that's the way you're reaching. Yeah. Did you ever really? You ever have the problem that you're reaching your shoresh first?
Because I'm pre-programmed.
Right.
I don't know if it's a pre-programmed. It could be that that's the matzias. Probably had to take it out of it. Or maybe I also. I don't even know what.
When you put it away, one time I put it away wrong, and I got the shoresh. You have to do the other.
It could be that's a metzias. When you go, forget the film. When you go into a bag, that's how you attack it. You go like that. I'm saying so. That's more important than the Indian.
Right or left
handed?
Which way you take it out?
Doesn't seem like it. Okay. So let's go back to it. No, I didn't say that.
You already have the habit. If you can switch, you can mess up. So don't.
Okay, practice a whole day today. You in one room, much in the other room, and that's, yeah. Tefillin practicing. Today's tefillin practicing.
For 8 years, I used to take the shel rosh off in my left hand. Until Murray and I were learning, and I realized I have to take it off in my right.
Okay, that's good. That's okay.
I'm just saying, habits can be changed.
No, but you don't realize that a lot of times you're going to take it out, you're getting so used to it, that all of a sudden you're going to unravel it, and there goes your shel rosh, just completely unraveled. Okay, the people that make a tikkun tefillin, yeshlem asaman eizah shaychel shoresh veeizah shel yad. You don't want to take out the shoresh first from the bag. Gam the kibun the shoresh kedushas chamura. Shoresh yizoya deizah shel shanes ach kach atik litem by shel yad. They have separate bags.
This is going back to when he said.
Yeah. And so you made the bag for the shoresh, so now by mistake you're going to put in the shalyad over there, you're in problems. So okay, we don't have this, but Akapanim, he's telling you that the bag, the ketchila then, should be made for both.
The big plastic bags that have a strap, you can do it that way if you want. It's designed that you can do it that way.
Yeah, with a bag.
They have pockets inside.
And shoresh and shoyad? Okay, I didn't see that. Okay, fine.
No, if you look inside, you'll see this.
I believe you. I just know
that. When you use the outside bag, they have two different zippers.
Okay. Tchila, zok tmi shabur b'le yitztach la'aber ala mitzvahs. You should do this. V'nochen l'zoy shal yachl shal yad, at sh'yiniach shal yoyich b'sach atik. We spoke about this. Don't take off the shal yad till you put in the shal yoyich into the tik. Why? Into the bag. K'day shal yishkach v'yiniach shal yad tchila b'sach atik. All because you should have come to forget and put it into the.
So when you take it off,
you have this problem. I think you said earlier
we should take it off and not put it away, right?
No, I didn't say it. I said if you don't have enough time, the chach, I always said to put away the shalyash. The shalyad you don't have to put away. I always said try to at least put away one. Because this chach, if he's in. No, rather get, yeah, I would rather get the Chazal Shashat. I mean, with the Tefillah Shashat. Say again, you hear what we're saying? Even in Shchaydish, forget the Shalyad, but make sure you put in the Shalyash first. I said this a few times, and this is where it says. That in order that because you shouldn't go ahead, we're so worried about putting in the Shalyad first, the wrong time. So therefore, first put in the Shalyash, and then put in the Shalyad. You got it? Okay. Let's go one masif. Minik chachamim, l'nashik atfilin b'shas anechasan and b'shas chalitzasan. The minhag chacham is to. I just want to say one thing. Shlomi is right that if you're in a rush to go to the bathroom, you don't say, okay, if you're in that rush, you just don't do it. But if you have another few seconds, then obviously you should put it just in the shariyah, forget the shaliyat.
In what case?
If you rush to go to the bathroom.
But you're not putting away your tefillin anyways, right? You're just putting it in the...
Sometimes you are, whatever. Yeah, you're right, yeah. Moshe Eschal, it's also because you're mekapel. When you're folding up your tefillin, l'yichach ha'tzuris ala batim. Don't put it on the batim. Ela b'tzadei ha'batim ala titujah. We learned this before. We learned it by on your hand itself. Like upon him, never put it on the batim itself. Put it on the tefillin. Yesh ne'egin l'kachon. K'knafayim, here's Rabbi Mazda's. Knafayim, Hashem kamfayayna. That you tie up your tzuis like knafayim, like a kamfayayna, like a bird. This is pashut. I'll cover the tefillin. Don't go ahead and take the tzuis and turn it around. Hold the tefillin in your hand. Hold the box in your hand and do the tzuis around. Don't shake it. Take nightlam biyadim and take a kiss. Next, tik tefillin also b'shal shatnis k'mayim et machas varim. Okay.